There was already a decision in the High Court where the government asked for a case, which is being held about torture claims, that it could be held in secret. And the High Court ruled that it could. So in this case, the people who are bringing the claim are appealing against that decision. And just to give you a little bit of background about who these people are, they're seven men who all claim they were subject to extraordinary rendition and held unlawfully in detention facilities, including Guantanamo Bay and Bagram prison in Afghanistan. And they actually include Binyan Mohammed, who had that very high-profile recent case, also in the Court of Appeal, and Mozambique, and five other men. So today's case is really about whether their claim for damages because of the treatment that they suffered, and which they say includes torture, whether that case should be heard in secret or in open court.
And as you say, last November, a High Court judge said the government could have this case heard in secret. What were the reasons for that?
Well, it's really an extraordinary case because obviously these claims go to the heart of this government's cooperation with the US in the war on terror. And these men are not saying that the British government was directly responsible for their rendition and their torture and their unlawful detention. But what they're saying is that the British government was complicit. So it's, again, these claims of complicity. And the reason this is a civil case is because they're claiming damages for the injuries they say they suffered. Now, in November, the High Court said that the case could be heard in secret because of the amount of evidence that has to be produced. The government says that it's got 250,000 documents that it's going to have to disclose as part of this case, and that around 140,000 of those are marked secret. So what the government's saying is that it is such a huge exercise to produce all of these documents and to go through and declassify every single one that can be heard in open court would just be far too much work. It would take 10 years, they're saying. So on that basis, they persuaded the High Court that it just makes more practical sense for the whole case to be heard in private. Obviously, on the other side, what the lawyers representing these men are saying is that that fundamentally undermines English justice. It's completely unheard of for a civil case to ever be heard completely in private before, and that this sets a very dangerous precedent. And crucially as well, that Parliament has never legislated, unlike in SIAC proceedings about deportation of terrorist suspects and other cases where there are already secret hearings, Parliament has never passed any law about civil claims being heard completely in secret. So the lawyers representing these men are saying that this is such an attack on our way of justice that it could only be done with the express agreement of Parliament.